of, wait for it, it's in the Old Testament, and it's a book called Hosea. Hosea. So Pastor Mike, last week, Mike Vickers, he brought us a scripture in Nahum, and I don't know how long it took you to find that one. That was a little bit naughty, hidden away there. He was running away last week. Well, we're on into Hosea, the book of Hosea. And that's, do you know where that one is? So Ezekiel, Daniel, and you get into Hosea. Just before Joel. If you've gone past Joel, you've gone too far. Father, we pray this morning, very simple prayer, and that's that we will, all of us, would be filled and will overflow with the Holy Spirit. That we won't just have individuals that are full of the Spirit in this church, but we will be a church that is full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith and full of power. And we ask this, Lord, that would teach us how to receive from your Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in Hosea chapter 6, I'm just going to read it here. It says, "Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." Verse 3, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. This is a prophetic message. This is a prophetic word that God is bringing to us. He's talking about returning to the Lord. Well, we're certainly God's calling his church back, isn't he? In a general sense, God's calling the church back. He's calling us back into a closer walk with him and into a deep fellowship with him. That's why even from before Christmas, God was saying, we've been saying, really seek the Lord. Spend time in his presence. Seek him. And so that we will know him at a very personal, deeper level. And it says here, come, let's return to the Lord. He has torn, but he will heal us. And sometimes, you know, the Lord has to discipline us. Sometimes he allows things to happen in our lives so that we'll actually realize he actually wants us to get closer to him. And sometimes he has to discipline us and do things and allow things to happen so that we will actually draw near to him. But the great thing is he doesn't just leave us in that place of feeling desperate, perhaps feeling all alone, perhaps feeling isolated, perhaps lots of things that you actually have to face up about your own life where you're depending upon yourself or you're living in your past or you're living with stuff that God doesn't want you to live with. And he's here, it says he's here to heal us. He's a God who heals. And it says he is stricken, but he will bind us up. And after 2 days, he will revive us. Well, we're certainly in a time of God reviving us. God is reviving the church. And he's reviving you. He wants to revive you. He wants to revive families. He wants to revive us. He wants to revive us as a body, as a people. He wants to revive Kingdom Faith Church. He wants to revive his whole church. And it says here that verse 2, after 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will raise us up. So that's resurrection. That's power. That's release of God's power. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. And God is bringing us into a time where he wants to raise up the church, where he wants to raise us up as a people whom the world can see, so that there's no debate any longer about, well, who is the church? People will know that these people are the church. They're not the church and the steeple kind of thing, the old church walls and steeple. They're a people. And the world is crying out to see the church rise on her feet and stand up and declare the praises and the glory of God. And we're a part of that church. We're part of that worldwide church. But God wants his church to stand up in every town, in every city, even in every village, every local place, and declare who he is. Amen? Amen? So that the world will know who the church is. And God is raising up. He wants the church to be raised up, it says on the third day, that we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain on the earth. And in these last days, God's Spirit is being poured out. And it's coming like a rain. I don't know so much that it's like an African rain where Jerry and Rose have just come, Julie have just come back from. But what I do know is that God said in this last rain, it'll come very gently to start with. And then it's going to increase. And then it's going to increase. And then it's going to increase. And it's going to become very, very heavy rain. It's going to be a very full rain. And that's the rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that God has for his church in these days. Amen. Amen. But we have to line ourselves up to God so that he can actually, that rain will come and affect our lives. That's why we had an extended time of worship this morning. It's just one part of our life in God. But it's an important part when we come together to actually worship the Lord and let the Holy Spirit then come and minister to us as we minister to him. I mean, that's very, very important that we give extended times of worship and praise, because that's where the Holy Spirit starts touching in your heart. And that's where you start getting revelation of truth, revelation about him. God wants us to know him. Amen. The Lord wants you to know who he really is for you. Amen. It's all about knowing him. That's the Christian life. It's all about knowing him and knowing who he is. It's all about the church knowing him. And it says, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. And that knowledge isn't talking about just knowing your Bible. We sure need to know our Bibles, right? We need to know this book, this holy book, this inspired word from God, this breath from God that is the word of God. We need to know this inside out. But if we're going to get to know it, the purpose of knowing this is so that we get to know him. If you just get to know scripture, you'll miss the point. That's what the Pharisees did. But if you get to know the scripture with the goal of, I want to know him, so that's why I'm going to tuck into this, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to eat it all up, I'm going to get into God's word and read as much as I can every day so that I'm going to get to know him. It's all about knowing him. God wants us to know him, pursue the knowledge of the Lord. And then he talks about his rain coming. God has a rain for us in these days. Look at verse 11. Of chapter 6 here. It says, also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed for you. God has appointed a harvest in this season, at this time. I rejoice with Lourdes today, the fact that Eric, just a couple of weeks ago, prayed and asked the Lord Jesus into his life.
Oh, amen.
I was there, I heard him, and I heard his prayer, and it was right from the heart. Amen. We rejoice with them as a family. And I went to see him on Friday, and already there is a change. There's a definable change that you can see already in the way that he spoke, in the way that he was. The Lord has come to him, and has come to them as a family. He's the deliverer, and it's so exciting to see people give their lives to Jesus and being born again, and then let the Holy Spirit then come and do his work. So there's a harvest appointed for you. There's a harvest appointed for each one of us in this room this morning. There's a harvest that God wants you to reap. They're called people. They're in your workplace. Hallelujah. They live next door to you. They're perhaps down the end of your garden, if you've got a neighbour at the bottom of your garden like we have. It pops up now and again. Okay? Our neighbour comes through the hedge. But these are neighbours and people that need to be saved. They're a harvest waiting to happen. We have a harvest in this town. We have a harvest in East Grinstead. We have a harvest in this 25-mile radius, which is all part of our vision for reaching this whole region for Christ and help and encouraging the whole church in bringing in the harvest, bringing in people to Christ. Well, God says there's a harvest which is appointed for you when I return the captives of my people. So there's a harvest God has for us. And God is wanting us to reap a harvest in these days. Now just come with me and let's go into Matthew's Gospel. And this week we're back into the study of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 7. And the whole point of reading Matthew's Gospel is so that we will get to know the Lord better. Amen? Amen. So that we will put into practice what we read. So when you read this word, always... The whole point of it is read it through a number of times, pray over it, and ask the Holy Spirit to enable you to apply what you read. If you don't apply what you read, nothing will happen. But if you aim to apply what you read from the Word of God, you'll become a changed man or woman of God. Amen. So the goal is we must apply what we read. Okay, and we're reading Matthew 7. I'm just going to focus on about three or four particular verses. Let's start reading at verse 1 and then we'll focus. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye. 6x4 or whatever. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Listen to this, verse 7. Ask, and it will be, what does it say there?
Given
to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, and he who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask of him? I had a picture this morning as I was praying for us as a church, and the picture I had was of an enormous warehouse. And in this warehouse, it was stocked up to the ceiling, full of stuff, good stuff, full of goods. And the Lord said, if you ask, I'll give. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be opened. Amen. And as I waited on the Lord, I just sensed God was saying, you see, there is so much I've got up here in heaven that I'm longing to release upon the earth. I'm longing to release into your life. I'm longing to release into your situation, but I can't. And the reason I can't was connected with these verses about asking. So let's just have a little focus. Let's get the zoom lens out and just focus a little bit on these three words. Ask. What does the word ask mean? Very deep question this morning. What does the word ask mean? Yes, that's right. In Greek, it actually means to ask. It's a blimey the sign. And in the Greek, it actually means ask and keeping on asking until you get your answer. That's called persistence, as I understand. That's called faith, actually. That most things that we ask for in prayer, we ask and we go on asking until we get the answer. Now, we thank God as we're asking. We thank him, but we persist in asking God. And so it means ask and go on asking. Continuous tense. It means an insistent request. An insistent request. So you're asking God for things this morning, aren't you? Yeah. There's things that we're asking God for, and perhaps you haven't seen the answer come yet. Keep on asking with faith. Keep on confessing God's word to him that he's the giver of good gifts, that he wants to provide every need that we have, not just for us, but for our families, for our friends, for the church, for people out there. God wants us to ask. And when we ask with faith, God will answer our prayers. He loves to give us answers to prayer. Prayer would be a terrible thing if we had no answers. Mm. God answers our prayers, but there's some things that there's a period of time where we have to be in faith and stand in that position of asking and thanking God until we see that answer come. The second word there is seek. So we're to ask, we're to seek. The word seek literally means to seek. It means to go after something. It means to desire earnestly. So are you desiring earnestly things this morning in God? Are there things that you're seeking for that you haven't perhaps necessarily got hold of yet? You've received it by faith, but it's not
hasn't manifested itself yet. God is saying, seek and go on seeking until you've got that treasure that you're after, until you see it manifest, that's the whole thing come to pass. So we're to desire earnestly. So we're to ask and go on asking. We're to seek and we're to go on seeking. That means to desire earnestly. And we're to knock. And the word knock there is, in the Greek, it means to strike. Not just a sort of a gentle tap. It means to bang, bang, bang. Knock on that door. Strike the door. And pound the door. So that you will be heard. That's talking about aggressive faith. Okay? Aggressive faith says, God, I will not stop until I get my answer.
Amen.
I'll not give up until I have the breakthrough. I will not stop knocking until that door is opened for that particular thing that we're after. Right. So that knocking is a persistent knocking. It's not that God can't hear us. It's not that God doesn't know. He has purposely allowed these things to ask, to seek, to knock, so that we will develop faith in God. We're not seeking after things either. We're seeking after God. Yeah. It's important that you're not seeking after, even if you need healing, don't seek after healing. Seek God.
Amen.
This is very important that when we're asking, we're seeking, we're knocking, our goal is we want to get to God. Because once we've got to God, we'll get everything that we need.
Amen.
Amen. So don't go after things, whatever those things are. Bring those things before God, but go after God in prayer. And begin to thank Him. Start receiving in prayer. And I believe that God is wanting to encourage us as a church, as a body, to learn how to receive. To learn how to receive the answers that He has for us. To learn how to receive His word. Amen.
Amen.
Learn how to receive the answers, to take hold of it by faith. Because once you've got hold of it by faith, it will surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Come with me to Luke, and I just want to, we're going to just look at this for a couple of minutes. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, because we've been hearing this week in our meetings that we've been having over there at Horsham, the importance really, again, just that reminder again of letting the Holy Spirit come and take control. Giving room for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. Giving room for the Holy Spirit to come and fill the church so that His love and His power is being released upon us and through us. And in Luke chapter 9, this is kind of the same equivalent passage, but in Luke 11 and verse 9, it says, "So I say to you," this is Luke 11 verse 9, I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible, so it'll be a little bit louder for you this morning, okay? "So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you." Are you encouraged this morning? God's saying, He's not saying, ask and keep on asking 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 and keep on asking, and I'm sorry. But He's saying, ask and keep on asking with faith, and it will be given to you. You will get your answer. But there's a period of time called persistent faith that God wants you to exercise so that you'll grow stronger in God. "Ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, striking, banging on that door, and the door shall be opened to you." This is talking about faith this morning. And it says, "For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. He who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, evil as you are, know how to give good gifts, gifts that are to their advantage, to your children, how much more?" Just say, "How much more?"
How much more?
Say it again.
How much more?
"How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask Him?" Now listen. The Lord is speaking to us as a church. The Lord is speaking to us as individuals. And he's saying, ask me and receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, even those words that we just read will mean absolutely nothing if we don't have the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God who enables us to do the asking, the seeking and the knocking and the witnessing and the believing for miracles and all the things that God, praying and worship, our relationship with God and everything, all comes out of from the Holy Spirit, doesn't it? And so Jesus is saying here, he's saying here that if you ask for the Holy Spirit, now we have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is upon us today. Maybe some of you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you need to be. You need that immersing in the Holy Spirit. And God will do that for you. If you ask and receive by faith, God will come and fill you. That's a gift that he's promised to you. But God is saying to all of us that if you've run out of the Spirit, if you've leaked, if you've got dry and empty, God is saying, this is a time, this is a season at the moment where I want you to be filled up, saturated. You know the picture of the tea bag? Put the tea bag in the cup and you leave it there to stew. What happens? It saturates, everything that's in it saturates into that mug of hot water. And you get a hot, perhaps a stewed cup of tea. But God is saying that, he's saying that I want you to be saturated with my Holy Spirit. And the longer that you soak and the longer that you receive in meetings like this and also in your own time and in small groups of prayer, if you have time where you just receive, ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill you and soak up his presence, the Holy Spirit will do exactly what you believe and ask for. And then he will enable you then to go out with his power, which is the whole point. It's not just to make you feel better in yourself. The point of the Holy Spirit filling you is so that you'll have power in you to go out and be a witness for Jesus. Amen. And I'm sure you are too, that this year we will see many saved simply because we spent more time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let him work in us. Amen. And saturate us so that when we went out with something.
Yes, absolutely.
We went out with his power.
Amen.
We went out with his presence. Mm. And it's his presence and his power that does the work.
Amen.
Backs up the words that we speak about Jesus.
Amen.
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 The Holy Spirit has come to bring us into freedom, into liberty. The Holy Spirit isn't wacky or weird or strange. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And he's awesome and he's bigger and he's greater than us, isn't he? And yet somehow, because of the blood of Jesus and the grace of God, God has said, I want you to have my Holy Spirit living in you and filling you and overflowing you every day.
Amen.
Therefore, come to me and drink of my presence.
Amen.
Amen. That's the message this morning.
God
wants you to ask and receive of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And I want to encourage you during the course of this week, spend time asking the Holy Spirit to come and fill you and flood you and overflow you. Amen. In your Gospel of Matthew, ask the Holy Spirit to come and teach you what's in this passage of Scripture this week and cause you to put it into practice.
Amen.
So
yes.
You don't judge. You lift people up. Amen?
Yes. Amen?
So that in your prayer life this week, you're asking and you keep on asking until you get the answer. You persist in prayer. You keep knocking until that door is opened.
Yes.
You keep seeking. There's things that all of us this morning have things that we're asking God for, things that we're seeking for, and things that we're knocking for. Three different types of prayer, really, of faith. And God's just encouraging, he's saying, listen, I've got it all for you. It's waiting to be downloaded into your life. It's waiting to come to you today. It's waiting to come into this church if you'll just simply believe and start receiving of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah,
so your relationship with the Holy Spirit, your communion, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is vital in this.
Amen.
Let's all stand. We're just going to sing that song one more time before we close this morning. You are worthy. That song, You Are Worthy. But I just want you to lift your hands before the Lord this morning. Just lift your hands up and ask the Holy Spirit. Now, ask the Holy Spirit to come and to fill you. And at the end of the meeting this morning, if you need specific prayer,
for the Holy Spirit to come and fill you, baptize you, immerse you, saturate you with his love and power, then come forward. There's a few of us that are going to be praying here at the front afterwards. But right now, where you are, you can receive. You don't have to wait for hands to be laid on. Just receive. Just close your eyes. Lift up your hands. And just start receiving from the Holy Spirit right now, because you're in the atmosphere of his presence. Father, your word says, ask. Ask of me. I'm your Father in heaven. I will give you the Holy Spirit to those that ask me. So be specific. Lord, I want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. I'm not content on a past experience or even what I had yesterday, but afresh today, Lord, and for this week and for this season, I need to be full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit. So I'm asking you, Lord, that you fill me with the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. Just come afresh, Holy Spirit, come and fill me, Lord. I ask and I keep on asking, Lord, with faith. I thank you, Lord, that you're here today. I'm receiving, Lord, right now where I am. I'm receiving of your presence, of your power, Lord.